بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We learned that the kafara for the oath, the kafara, the expiation for the oath, combines between giving the choice from amongst the three kinds in the, to start with, and also ordering between these three and what? And the siyam, the fasting, at the end. So therefore, if someone breaks his oath, then he must expiate by one of the three kinds. And the three kinds are all related to what? Property, right? First is feeding. Second is clothing. Third is manumission, right? So all is related to money. Money is involved, finance, right? The three are of the finance type, isn't it? Clear, you know, the three. And if there is no finance, then the person moves to what? If there is no finance, moves to fasting. However, expiating financially or finance wise is not obligated except when conditions are met. Except when conditions are met. First condition is Islam. So if the one who breaks the oath is not a Muslim, then he must expiate what? By one of the finance kinds. And it's not valid from him to what? To expiate by? Huh? By fasting. Correct. The second condition that he finds with him that which he is able to offer as an expiation. And the scholars differed regarding this consideration. And the closest to say that he finds with him that which he will expiate at the time when it's obligated upon him, that exceeds the needs of feeding himself and his family. So if he does have more than that, then in this case it is obligated upon him to expiate by one of the kinds of the finance types. The third condition is he must possess the basic needs, like the house which he dwells in, the mount, the car, utensils he uses, books he needs. If none of that exists with him, then it's not incumbent upon him to expiate by one of the finance types. Rather, he goes to the fasting. The scholars also conditioned another condition, and that is that his wealth or his money and is with him, being present with him. If it's not with him or a debt, then he moves to fasting. This is an opinion taken by two schools of thoughts, the Hanafi school of thought and the Maliki school of thought. The other opinion, and Allah knows best, it is the closest to the being the preponderating opinion, is to say that this is not a condition. So the obligation to expiate with one of the kinds of the finance is incumbent, even if he does not have the wealth in his hand, or in case the wealth is a debt. This is the position of the two other schools of thought, the Shafi'i school of thought and the Hanbali school of thought. They took as evidence the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which we see there in front of us on the screen, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّمْ. But whoever cannot afford that, then he should fast for 3 days. And so if one has a debt or a finance or money which is not in his hand, not present with him, then he is considered to have it. He has this the finance. So in this case, there is no missing to delay the kafara till he has the wealth or the money present. So therefore, in this case, the expiation by way of the one of the finance kinds does not drop, even if the money is not in his hands, or if it is a debt. So it's still obligated upon him to expiate from the items of the finance kind. These are the conditions regarding this matter. Okay, inshallah, we stop here and then we move to the next topic, inshallah.